Hey, everybody. This is Adam from podcasts, like this one that you're about to listen to. Just a heads up, the audio on this one is weird. We had a hardware malfunction that no one really noticed until after we were done recording, and it made the audio that we recorded kind of garbage. So we had to use the audio from the camera that we record ListCast with. So at least we were recording with a camera so we could have audio of some sort that's kind of usable. But yeah, this episode doesn't sound amazing. Sorry about that. We'll straighten it out next time. Anyway, thanks for listening. We love you. Enjoy the show.
Hello. Welcome to ListCast, where the best things in the world come to be judged. On this episode, the most overrated movies of the 90s, with special guests, John Fahey and Whitney Melton.
Should we get started?
Yeah, I can dive right into this guy.
This is exciting.
It is.
This is super duper my strength.
Yes.
Very excited. Just to, we should introduce everyone for people who... Well, Whitney Melton, for one thing, first time ListCast guest. Yeah, you were on an episode of Your State is Insane. That was a thing we had.
For Arkansas, yes.
Arkansas.
Which I think we would all agree is probably the most insane.
Very
state.
Insane.
Definitely a good candidate.
Top three, yeah.
Super duper insane. John Fahey.
Hey!
I should say you're both comics.
Yeah.
So people don't think I'm just inviting dudes on the show.
You could do that.
Which I could. It's my fucking podcast.
Yeah, it's your show, man.
Any goddamn day. And so, welcome to ListCast.
Thank you.
Our topic today, most overrated 90s movies.
Oh, yes.
This fans were asking for us to do an overrated topic.
Really?
Yeah.
I was curious about how this got started.
Yeah. To which I say, careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Because
right.
You are about to get a lot of your favorite movies shit on.
Yes. A lot of people are going to get their feelings hurt tonight.
Yeah.
And that's funny.
It is funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
I mean, obviously the more uplifting version of the podcast would be the most underrated, which is a lot easier to think of because there's so many movies that are just, you know, just brushed aside in the 90s that are, we look back as like the best movies ever.
So should we get started?
Let's dive right in, baby.
Well, let me go through the rules. I forget not everyone in the world listens to this podcast, and maybe we get new listeners every week.
Yeah.
If so, welcome. The way it works, we each brought five picks for the most overrated movie of the 90s. We're each going to go around the room and read off our picks one at a time and explain why we think they're so overrated. And then after we get through that, we each take a turn kicking something off the list. Two things off the list, actually. That will whittle us down to a list of nine. And then, Jess, do you want to do the save?
Yeah, sure.
Jess will save something and get it back on the list.
Jess, I hope you respect that power you've been given, because that is really something.
I respected it the first time, so I think I will the second
you,
time.
I mean, you really pulled it out last time very, very well. That was very exciting.
It's gotten really old to her now. it's fine. So, let's get to it.
Let's jump right in.
John Fahey, what's your first pick?
All right, I'm going to start with some hurt feelings. I'm going to dive right into hurting your feelings. I feel like one of the top overrated movies of the 90s is Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I'm into that.
I mean, it's like, there's a couple of Spielberg movies where you can get real, real into it, and there's a couple where it's just spectacle, and you really don't give a shit about the characters, and I feel like Jurassic Park is very much one of those movies. I don't give a fuck about anybody in that movie. Everything is an excuse for a spectacle. And I saw the theater when I was a kid. You know what I mean? I saw it, like, right when it came out. It had all of the chances in the world to really be... you know, one of my childhood favorite movies.
Yeah, I imagine it came out at a time when it should have really resonated.
Yeah, I would figure I'd be, what, 10?
Yeah.
93?
Fucking dinosaurs.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah. And then, I mean, there's things I'll say, like the CGI in that looks incredible.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, it's half puppet, half CGI. But, yeah, there's some stuff like that I'll give it its due for sure. But overall, that was a movie where it was just everybody was going completely apeshit, losing their minds, and I just didn't care to ever watch it again.
Have you seen any of the sequels?
Not a one.
Really?
Not a one.
Wow, hurt you that much.
Didn't hurt you. It's just like disappointed me. And I was like, well, why would I go back for more? Like, Lost World is also one of the top grossing movies of the decade.
And you didn't give it a chance?
Not at all.
Wow.
No.
What would it take?
I don't know, man. I mean, and like, even like, I feel like I would enjoy the average Crichton adaptation.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Well, maybe. I mean, maybe that could be a contest.
Is everyone based off a book, or is it just Hollywood at some point?
Yeah, I think it's only the first one that was a book. I think
the sequel's not even a book?
I think the sequels. Because there's like, what, four sequels?
Well, there's, yeah, at least three.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's my vote.
That's a good pick.
But people, I mean, people love it, and I don't get it.
Microphone down, just.
I don't get it.
See, I think it's okay. I think it is a solidly okay movie.
Right.
But I agree with you that it was so overhyped, it just became kind of annoying.
Yeah.
So, but I don't share your hatred.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate. I definitely feel like it's overblown, for sure. I mean, some of these movies I don't hate, but I feel like they just have undue attention or hype.
I get you.
That's a good pick.
Thank you.
Whitney.
First choice.
What's your first pick?
This movie really did hurt me in the 90s. It's Independence Day.
Independence Day.
I went in wanting to love this movie.
Yeah.
It had everything. It had space stuff and the earth blowing up and robots and the whole thing. And it has the stupid thing of the 90s, that Michael Bay humor that was so unnecessary.
Yeah.
If you cut out Will Smith and Randy Quaid, it's an okay movie. But they just ruin it with the dumb jokes over and over that are so unnecessary. Secondly, the ending of the movie makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
If they put a computer virus in a space alien spaceship, that I can't plug my Android phone into an iPhone.
Yeah. How'd they get the lowdown on that OS?
That makes no... And I understand, like, suspension of disbelief, but this is the ending of the movie. This is the big climax. Maybe make it a little more sense.
Yeah.
The third thing is, the spaceships, they come, they blow up all the cities, and then they just chill. They just take it, we're just going to cool out and just see what we did, instead of just finishing the job, which would have ended the movie, and then they could have taken over the planet.
Right.
But for some reason, they're like, let's just see what happens now. Let's just look from our perch and see the humans come back at us.
John Fahey, how do you feel about that pick?
I feel like that's a very controversial pick. I feel like that movie has heart.
I could tell from the look on your face that you weren't into it.
Well, Whitney's list is controversial to me. I think there's some very hurtful picks on there, but that's what this podcast is all about. But I mean, I like the subplot with Randy Quaid. I think it's cute. I think my stoner buddies in the ninth grade used to really like the rousing speech that the president gave.
I will give him that. That was solid. And the other speech where he tells off his Secretary of Defense.
Right.
He's like, I can fire you. That was good. Those were good. I will give you that.
Yeah.
Take out the funny parts, and it's not a terrible movie, and the ending, and it's not a terrible movie.
So you don't like the funny stuff?
No. Because it's not funny.
Right.
It's not funny. Will Smith punches a space alien, and it knocks him out.
Right.
And then he drags him across the desert. That is just dumb.
Yeah.
That space alien would have said no, and he would have just eaten him right there. That's
right.
What would have happened.
Yeah, it would have took it over his mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's definitely a silly movie, but I do enjoy it. I feel like it is, I do like some of those dumb movies.
All right, fair enough.
Like, my favorite action movie is The Rock, which is a dumb movie. There's a lot of
was
dumb
that the, Was that in the 90s, too?
That was very much in the
90s. So that could have been on here, and that would have been really hurtful.
But you know, or Midnight Run. You ever see Midnight Run?
That's good.
That's a movie where every single person that gets punched in the face is instantly unconscious. Every single person. If you watch that movie, everybody's knocked out when they get punched in the face.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
I just realized I didn't have my list with me. Grab a piece of paper and write it down, and now I have no notes. But I think I can adequately shit on these movies without notes.
Terrific.
Yeah, I think I'll be fine. So, Independence Day. Yeah, that's. It seems like a controversial pick. Someone called you the United Airlines of this podcast.
That's good. I came here to make tears.
To ruffle feathers.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't remember it well enough to have an opinion. Like, I think I liked it, but I wouldn't be mad if people hated it.
If you smoke some weed and watch the movie, you'll enjoy it.
Well, if I watch the movie, it's a given that I'm going to smoke weed. Just do that with everything. All right. My first pick. I want to make people really angry right away.
Yeah, here it goes, everybody.
How about Clerks?
Ooh. This is your most controversial pick in my book.
You think so?
Yes.
Clerks is a garbage fucking movie.
I 100% agree.
Like, I get that it's in black and white, and that's very artistic. But, like, if you go back and watch it, and it's not just a matter of, you know, some things don't age well. It's just a bad fucking movie. Like, the acting is fucking terrible. The guy who plays Dante, who's literally had no other roles, I don't think, except Clerks and Clerks 2.
Yeah.
He's the worst fucking actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that scene where he's like, I'm not even supposed to be here today. It's like, shut up.
Right.
And it was, like, people praised it for being so authentic. Like, authentic to what?
Right.
Nobody's fucking corpses in a convenience store. Like, there's nothing real about that shit. Every person in that movie would have been fired day two.
Right.
Like, they were all the worst fucking people. There's nothing authentic about it. Kevin Smith, to me, in a lot of his early movies, is basically, to me, he's like a soundtrack director.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's more about him compiling a really good soundtrack to put visuals over. And I feel like it's the songs that resonate with people. It, I mean, he's got his mouth. Dogma's a great fucking movie.
Mm.
Jay and Silent Bob used to be one of my favorite comedies, but then I watched that a couple months ago. That's fucking garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, I feel like Clerks is maybe the most overrated movie
mm-hmm.
of the 90s.
Okay, so I'm going to agree with you that I feel like it was probably overrated because especially it was following Tarantino hype. You know, where it was like the same thing that happened after Nirvana with music happened after Pulp Fiction with movies, where it was like, let's just find any independent stuff and get it out there. And I think they got swept up in that. But I feel like it's funny. I do feel like it's funny. The pacing and acting are definitely bad. I feel like a lot of what was tried there was corrected in Mallrats, which I think holds up better than all of the
movies. Mallrats is better.
But yeah, I feel like it's a stepping stone to Mallrats, and there's some redeeming qualities to it. But overall, yeah, there's a lot of shit.
Yeah, I feel like 50% of what people liked about Clerks was the fantasy that they could also make Clerks. You know,
because
it was really sold as this, like, just a bunch of friends made this movie for $30,000. And it's a movie that probably inspired more credit card debt for independent filmmakers than anything in history. Because they're let's just do Clerks.
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't a good movie. It was a fantasy.
Not a good movie.
It was a fantasy that you and your friends can also be filmmakers.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. I didn't even think of that. That's a good point.
It
was on my notes. I just didn't write it. I forgot. But I would have made that point too.
Well, I mean, we did star Jay and Silent Bob there, which is very nice. They're very funny in that. Berserker is very funny.
I like Kevin Smith as a person and as a comedian. I think he's a funny movie.
Yeah, Kevin Smith has some movies. I actually think, now I'm blanking on the fucking name.
Tusk?
No, the porno movie with
Zach and Mary.
Yeah, Zach and Mary Make a Porno. That's a great fucking movie.
That's a really fun movie.
Dogma, I think, is still a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
I just think Clerks gets more love than it deserves.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes.
And that, I'm sticking to it.
Fair.
Do it. Fair.
Someone mentioned Fargo in the comments. Fuck you.
No way.
That's
good. It would easily be on the list of most underrated.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. All right. What's your next pick, John Fahey?
My next pick is, this is kind of a personal hatred for me. I really fucking hate Dick Tracy.
Really?
I really hate Dick Tracy. I feel like it was sold as like the next big branding, you know, $1 million spent on toys thing. And it was just a bunch of huge name actors.
Yeah.
Making a very shitty movie with a bunch of really gross makeup that bordered on the lines of Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that's a good point.
And it was just like, I remember just watching it and being like, what are we all doing here?
Yeah.
Like the cast, the audience, like,
what was it even about? I don't even remember. I saw it when it came out.
Well, you know, he's like a detective and, you know, he has a yellow suit and Madonna's there and Al Pacino looks gross and, you know what I mean? Like, it's...
It writes itself.
That's what it's about, pretty much.
Yeah. I should just do movie synopses all the time.
But I think you're right. It was more about the personalities involved in the story.
Well, it was everybody... To me, it's everybody going, look how much money all these guys... Look how much money Jack Nicholson made at Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're gonna do that for you and Madonna's gonna get some, and Warren Beatty's gonna get some. You know what I mean? Like, it just felt like that, and they didn't really care about making a good movie.
Wasn't Warren Beatty and Madonna dating at the time of this movie? I believe
they might have been.
Yeah, they were. I believe that was part of the marketing of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I went to see it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it until years later.
Yeah. Well, that's my vote. I feel like it's terrible.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Whitney, what's your next pick?
All right, another controversial one. Going to lose some fans here. But Good Will Hunting.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. First of all, how anyone greenlit that title, I will never
understand. Yeah, that is a bullshit title.
His name is Will Hunting, and he's good.
Right.
There we go. We're going to make a movie about him.
Right.
Second of all, the guy works as a janitor at MIT, and this is the first time anyone's really figured out that he's this smart guy. That would have come out, I feel like,
mm-hmm.
a decade before.
Right.
Also, it's you were saying it earlier, you made the best thing. It's a bunch of good components that come together
and to make something off.
A turd burger.
Like, it's the opposite of a McDonald's cheeseburger, which is a bunch of nasty shit
right.
that somehow combines to make magic.
Yeah.
And Good Will Hunting is the opposite of that.
Right.
So is Dick Tracy, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just yeah very much.
Great ensemble cast that shit the bed.
It's
yeah.
a thing we want. Oh, it's the young kids. They wrote the screenplay, which we were curtained. And everyone...
Was that true? They did not?
But it was... script doctor. Anyway, but we
fuck
want
you, Matt Damon.
We want them to succeed. It's again this story right. about the common people. It's a very common thing in the 90s that you too could be a movie star, and the script
yeah.
is it's mediocre at best, and the apples thing is just embarrassing.
Yeah, how do you like that? How do you like this?
I hate you
it's
know what
so
I hate about that is the when you want something to win because it's new,
yes,
or young,
yes.
I hate that probably because I'm old.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
But also, like, new stuff is bad usually because it's new. You know what I mean? Or
it hasn't
like,
been tested yet.
Well, yeah, or like, you know, like, I don't know. It's just like, so, it's like, you know, if somebody takes more time to do something, they're going to get better at it. You know what I mean? I don't know why there's this rush to proclaim everybody a young genius. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't want the first version of a car. You would want it to go through some crashes.
Right, yes. That's my issue with that.
So, anyway, Good Will Hunting.
That's a good pick because a lot of people do really love that movie.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah. There's seems split in the comments.
Well, it's good that I've got some allies in this.
Yeah, yeah.
People keeping their mouths shut for the last 20 years.
I guess it's time for my next pick.
Mm.
Here we go.
Army of Darkness.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. Also a garbage fucking movie.
Right.
Sam Raimi did the exact same thing with Evil Dead
mm-hmm.
that he did with Spider-Man. He made one movie that people were, like, surprised kind of how good it was.
Yeah.
So then they let him make another movie, and he makes the exact same movie, but just kind of fixes shit from the first movie. And then they're like, you're great, have all the money, and then garbage. Like, Spider-Man 3 was terrible. Army of Darkness is a fucking terrible movie. If it was part of any other franchise, nobody would remember that bullshit.
Right.
But because it's part of the Evil Dead franchise, people love it. It's fucking terrible. It's not overrated. It is a bad movie.
Right.
It is not good.
Well, isn't it? I mean, it also stopped there for a reason, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird putting a third movie on the list because third movies are almost always bad. But I feel like that one is just a little more exalted.
Well, in my life, I've seen
reason.
A lot of Army of Darkness posters in people's houses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You I've never seen the movie, but I know of the poster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah.
one of those things where, you know, a lot of it has definitely like a big cult following, and you do kind of wonder why. You know, what is somebody getting into it?
Sean Fox said Army of Darkness is a straight up B film. You can't expect it to be amazing. Then don't fucking tell me it's amazing. Because that's been my entire life. Have you seen Army of Darkness? Yeah, I sure have. Once. Because it's awful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. I can't expect it to be amazing because it's not.
Yeah.
That's my pick.
Yeah, I feel like one thing about this thing is that, like, there's, like, a lot of... I think there's, like, a lot less crap movies. Like, looking back at the 90s, man, oh, my God, there's so many fucking bad movies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like people actually know more what people want now, but, like... I mean, I had a really hard time coming up with this list because there's so many big movies I just despise.
Yeah, my list was like 50, and it took forever to whittle it down. It's
yeah.
a lot of crap.
Yeah. Is it up to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
All right, well, I'm gonna get a big stinker out of the way. Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Beloved by so many, man. That's just like a whole lot of nothing happening. And again, a lot of spectacle and just who gives a shit? I feel like it's, I mean, I was so fascinated because when it came out, my dad was reading the paper and he was like, hey, have you gone and seen this Titanic movie? And I was like, no. And then I'm like, why? And he goes, people are going back again and again to see this fucking thing.
It's the fucking worst.
Dude, it's so fucking bad. But, like, people lost their minds.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't understand why.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if you, the last half when it sinks, that's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like if you cut out the dumb love story part, though, everything
it would have been 15 minutes long.
That would have been a good movie.
Yeah,
that would
have
been a solid movie. I mean, you would have probably had to charge less.
Yeah.
But it would have been an A+ on CinemaScore.
Yeah, it's absolutely 2 hours of bullshit followed by a decent action movie.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That was
right.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, I guess it's, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer to me.
Oh,
it was the first one that came to my mind. The very first movie.
Yeah.
But it's got to be said. I mean, that is just a movie people completely lost their minds about, and it's just bad. It's, again, I have no desire to ever watch that movie ever again.
What did you think of Avatar?
Same.
Yeah, I fucking hated Avatar.
I don't ever need to see that movie again.
No.
It was a fun theater experience for all the 3D bullshit. That was fun. But I don't ever need to see that movie again. And then when I'm like, he's got 3 sequels planned, I'm like, what are you doing?
Don't do it, James Cameron.
Yeah, and he obviously knows how to make great other movies.
If he does a mashup, Avatar and Titanic? That I would check out.
Avatar was like the Macarena, where it was like a big thing for like a month. And everybody did it, and then now it's weird. Like, if you think about Avatar now, it's like, that's weird that was the most popular movie ever up until 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, you know, like, he was, like, you know, he's a guy that started as, like, an effects guy. Mm-hmm. And, like, if that's, like, you know what I mean, the main deal for
right.
you, are you really going to be making great stories that you have to watch again and again? I'm not sure.
Turns out the answer's no. Fucking James Cameron. That's a good pick.
Thank you.
I like it. Whitney.
All right, another
what
one.
You got?
Another controversial pick coming up here. Austin Powers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Shots are being fired.
Yeah.
It is not funny. Interesting.
No.
It is an interesting idea. It's got some interesting visuals. The set design and costume design, fantastic work there. But as a comedy, it does not have any jokes. It is...
Wow.
Yeah. Dr. Evil has... The stuff with his son is okay. That's pretty good. If they would have made a movie about that, Dr. Evil and his son, I would have enjoyed that.
Uh-huh.
But the rest of the movie is just bad.
And
it created... It was the Borat of its time where everybody was saying, yeah, baby,
oh,
like,
yeah,
for
that's
5
true.
Solid years.
Sure. I'll give you that.
And that just... That counts against it. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
There it is.
Adam, what do you think about that?
I thought it was a good movie. I remember seeing the trailers and thinking, I'm not going to go see a fucking Mike Myers movie. Like I think every time Mike Myers makes a movie. And then I eventually saw Austin Powers and I thought it was pretty good.
It looks neat. It's a neat thing. But as
yeah.
a movie, it is
I think
fun,
it's.
But...
I do think it's funny.
Okay.
I do think there's funny stuff in it. A lot of it is based on his weird sort of act outs,
mm-hmm.
But it is not jokes exactly. I would say.
If by that you mean there's nothing that makes you laugh, then yes.
No, me in a nutshell. I definitely laughed my ass off at that. It's just a stupid little thing he does. You know what I mean? It's not a joke.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a silly little act out. All
right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You like the little asides, the little throwaways.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, that's kind of his deal, is doing just strange little stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, I think Winslow is kind of similar to that, too. You know? It's a lot of weird behavior.
Yeah.
You know?
I actually like Austin Powers better than Wayne's World.
Ooh. Controversy on controversy.
Yeah, I don't get it. Come at me,
yeah.
Mike Myers fanatics.
I gotta get out of this apartment before we're attacked.
Yeah. You don't want the Myers. That doesn't even lend itself to, like, believers or anything like that.
No.
Jess, you, go. Come up with a nickname for Mike Myers fans.
Oh, I have no idea.
No,
I don't know.
All right, I'm interested to see how that one does.
Very fascinating.
Yeah. My next pick, I feel like a lot of people will agree with me on this one. Maybe not. Dumb and Dumber.
It's not for me.
Yeah, here's the thing about Dumb and Dumber. I've never seen it all the way through, but I've seen the whole movie.
Sure, same.
Like,
yeah,
it's
same.
One of those movies that it'll come on TBS and I'll watch it for 25 minutes and be like, I don't get it. I don't get what people like about this movie. To the point that I've never been compelled to even sit and watch it all the way through. But I promise you, people at home, I have seen that whole fucking movie.
Yeah, same.
And it's so, like, it. That's a movie that I think there aren't really jokes. It's just, like, physical comedy. Like, I get it. He's shitting. It's just in every way not my type of humor at all. Which, I get that, you know, that's a subjective thing. It doesn't matter, you know.
Oh, yes. It's
but,
very, very subjective.
But it's still a terrible fucking movie that
right.
I think if you watch it now, it would not hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, compared to things like I think Ace Ventura still kind of holds up.
It does.
Like, there's, like, Jim Carrey did a lot of good stuff in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I feel like Dumb and Dumber, it killed at the box office. It made a ton of money. So people still talk about it. Like, it's one of the really great Jim Carrey movies, and it's not. It's so bad.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. It stinks, and I don't like it. No, I know a lot of people like it, but I also think it's like, I think it's like people liking the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're either all the way into that, or you're just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, that's a good comparison, because I'm not into the Three
Me
Stooges.
Me either.
Like, poke your brother in the eye. I don't fucking care. Write a joke, goddamn.
Yeah, punch him in the face.
Yeah. I don't give a shit. Beat each other up. That's fine. But, yeah, I've just never... Three Stooges are the same thing. I've just never watched it and been like, this is really
and
fun.
The crazy thing is that for a lot of people, it'll be the first comedy that comes out of their mouth. And you're like, give me your top three comedies. Tons of people. First thing out of their mouth will be Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
And I don't get it.
I think it's one of those that it's, you can watch it with, like, your uncle and your nephew and everybody. It's a movie that everybody can kind of agree on.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, all right, it's a thing we do, you know?
Do you enjoy it?
I think it is a solid, mediocre background movie. Okay. Like, it's a thing you have on when you're with your relatives and you don't really have a lot to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have it on, and then every now and then you talk about sports. I think that is what Dumb and Dumber is made for.
Yeah. I think it's something they play during rain delays during sports.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Like, hey, you're hanging out.
It's like,
watch
Dumb and
Dumber.
You and your dad and
I will not
agree on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Good pick, Adam. I like it. John Fahey, what do you got next?
I am going to say I don't like Hook.
Oh, my God, yes.
I don't like Hook.
Chet Wilde is so adamant that I come to his house and watch Hook. And I'm like, I don't think I'm going to like it.
No, man, it's bad.
Yeah. Good.
It's
good.
Bad.
Now I never have to watch
it's
it.
It's bad, and it adds to... I mean, there's, like... I love Robin Williams, man. Oh, my God, did he do some fucking atrocities in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Atrocity
yeah.
after atrocity. Flubber.
Oh,
Jumanji.
Yeah.
Fucking... I mean, just ghastly bad movies. And it was, like, one of those movies where it was, like, you know, I was the right age when it came out, and there was so much hype, and I was, like, I do not give a fuck about this. Saw the theater, not buying it. I was, like, you got it, Hook. I was, like, fuck Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Fuck this movie. Who played Hook again?
Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman, yeah.
I mean, not fuck him in general, but fuck him in that movie.
Fuck Dustin Hoffman.
In general.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just joking. Felt like a good stand to take.
I hate it. I hate it. And I think I might even hate Robin Williams as just a lead.
Yeah, well, as a dramatic lead, Robin Williams is the shit.
Yeah, oh, like a scary guy?
Yeah.
But, that's great stuff.
Yeah, Robin Williams...
That Christopher Nolan movie?
I get it, but Robin Williams was... unbearable in a lot of situations.
yeah.
Like, and 90s movies were definitely more.
Yeah, this is as unpopular opinion as it gets right now.
Oh, yeah.
Shitting on
yeah.
the dead.
Somebody already told you not to do that.
Really?
So, yeah, so there was a comment earlier when Good Will Hunting came up, and they're like, don't talk about the dead this way. So.
Oh, come on!
Who's dead?
Robin Williams.
Yeah, he was in that shit movie too, so I take it back.
I forgot. Yeah.
Dramatic role.
Flex career.
Ah, There we go. Oh, man.
When he was a scary guy, though. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, 1 hour photo.
Yeah, 1 hour photo.
That's solid. That's a really strong movie. Like, I love Robin Williams as a dramatic actor.
The one where he was the dad and his kid died.
Oh, Father of the Year.
Oh, that's a great movie.
That was really good.
And that's like the movie, like, didn't that come out like right before he died?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, that movie makes me feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah. He went out on a high note. all right, Whitney, what's your next pick?
This next one is one that also I went in so excited and it just hurt me. Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, yeah.
And it had just Stanley Kubrick, my favorite director, orgies, love orgies, mm-hmm. secret societies. It was the height of Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Did they have a name? Did they have like a thing? Like a Brangelina?
Tom Kid?
Yeah, there we go.
Tomcat. No, that was Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
Yeah. And somehow it was just boring. It was just a boring movie about orgies. And I don't know how they did that.
Yeah, I remember
against
that.
Against all odds.
Against all odds. It was like a dare. Someone like, can you make a boring movie about secret societies and orgies?
And he also died before it came out.
Was that or was that AI?
Kubrick died before Eyes Wide Shut came.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive.
Yeah, I remember all the build-up to that movie.
Yeah, exactly. And sexiest movie ever.
Yeah, and then I've actually never even seen it.
Neither.
I just, as soon as I, is like, it, I don't, it didn't get bad reviews.
No, but
just reading the reviews, I was like,
there's
man,
a, yeah, there was a very distinct sense of,
Yeah, that's exactly what it was like.
Like, people didn't want to shit on it, but they were still shitting on it.
They really did.
It was more just, you were just kind of disappointed.
Yeah.
That you thought this would have been the best orgy secret society.
Well, just saying a new Kubrick movie was like,
exactly.
Yeah,
oh my
sure.
God.
Exactly.
Yeah. What the fuck is he going to do? What's he going to do? And like, how much time and he puts into everything, how much research he puts into everything. Like, it's like you always were like, you know, super excited to see what he was going to do. But man, nobody cared. But like you said, nobody wanted to shit on it either. Yeah.
Speaking of not talking bad about the dead, Matthew Elsesser says he should be glad he kicked it before that came out.
There we go, Matthew. Yes.
I would agree.
Agreed.
Yeah, absolutely.
That seems appropriate. That's a good pick. Here we go. Now, see, this I feel like is going to be my most controversial.
Your final pick.
Pick.
No, this is your second to last.
Yeah, second to last. My penultimate pick. The Crow. I've seen The Crow twice.
Yeah.
I watched it when it came out, and I did not like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it again 2 days ago, and I like it even less. It's such a corny fucking movie. Fucking birds following him around everywhere, and he's invincible as long as this bullshit bird is over his shoulder. Like, I feel like that's a movie that's kind of popular because he died while he was filming it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't get the Brandon Lee worship. Like, you watch that movie and I'm like, this guy?
Yeah.
Like, this is the guy that we're all supposed to be in love with?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure he's a good dude, but he wasn't a great actor. Like, if he had carried on, like, I don't think we would look at Brandon Lee like the second coming of Bruce Lee.
Sure.
I think we would look at him as Bruce Lee's disappointing kid. And like I have this theory. Let's keep with the grave dancing theme. I have this theory that I've shared before. Aerosmith almost bought the plane that Lynyrd Skynyrd died in, or the plane that crashed that killed most of Lynyrd Skynyrd. If Aerosmith had bought it and crashed in that plane, they'd be the greatest fucking rock band of all time. Hands down, no one would question it. But they didn't, and here we are. Like, The Crow was his fucking Lynyrd Skynyrd plane, and he bought it, and it worked. We love him now.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have anything else to base it on going forward. And I just think I think a lot of that, again, like Kevin Smith movies, I think a lot of it is soundtrack driven.
Mm.
I think people hear the songs in it in relation to those scenes, and it seems really powerful. Mm-hmm. But it's not a good movie.
Okay, I'm going to issue my apology now.
Okay.
I'm going to start by saying, first of all, I think you are right that it is all the way not very good.
Yeah.
These are the couple of things I think are redeeming about the movie. It was the first kind of superhero movie where it was just jet black dark.
Yeah.
And that was cool in its time.
Yeah, yeah.
It really wasn't that nice to anybody in the movie.
Yeah.
Everybody's pretty much dead and you're still in this shitty city no matter what. Like, it's the darkness of it was appealing to me as, like, a kid. Where it was like all the way dark. It wasn't like, you know, you'd already seen Batman at that stage.
Yeah.
The Tim Burton Batman, it's still kind of cartoony and fun. This one went the way that, like, eventually The Dark Knight would be later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was what I liked about it. You know how I feel about the soundtrack. One of my all-time favorites. Incredible. And, yeah, I think just because he died making such a genre movie,
yeah,
that's what made him, like, a big thing. You know.
I guess I don't know. What had he done up to that point? Was it kind of just that?
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve it.
And that guy who plays the super bad guy in the movie really shot him to death.
Yeah.
And he's a creep in every movie he...
Yeah, that guy's super creepy.
His resume is insane. If you look up that dude, he plays a creep decades later. And can you imagine being on set with him and it's like, aren't you the guy that...
Yeah.
Murdered Brandon Lee. He's like, yeah, that's me. He's playing up like a meth head.
So I shoot you in this scene. No, you don't. Yeah, I just...
But overall, yeah, it's still a crappy movie. There's a couple... I liked those things were what made it mean something to me at the time it came out. But it's a crappy movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see how it would have resonated with that. Like, I feel like it came out at the right time.
Yeah, like it was certainly soundtrack driven.
Like it was like 94, right?
Four, yeah.
So it was right around the time Kurt Cobain killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
We're all depressed.
Yeah,
I get it. Like, I get why it resonated with people, but mm-hmm. not a good movie.
No, and it was a little bit sold on the back of him being dead.
Oh yeah.
Like, they were kind of like, yeah, we got that movie coming out where he gets shot on the table. Want to see it?
Come see it where a guy really dies. It's a thing.
I mean, kind of.
The Twilight Zone. All right. So we're down to our last picks.
Yes, we are.
John Fahey, what do you got?
This is probably going to hurt some people's feelings, but I am not a fan whatsoever of the horror phenomenon Scream.
Wow.
Don't like it. Do not like it. Oh,
Jess is fuming over
the fury
there.
Fury of Jess. Oh, man. Oh, what are you taking to the net?
No, she's writing the pity.
I was like, are you blogging live about how bad my pick is?
She's leaving you a Yelp.
Okay, here's my thing. When I watch a scary movie, I don't want to be reminded it's just a movie the whole time. And they do that so much. I hate it being so fucking meta. I hate it.
Yeah,
like, it's like, I don't need to explore the ins and outs of a horror movie to, like, have it be clever. Just try to scare me. Just try to honestly scare me. And it doesn't have to be anything brilliant. There's a crazy guy? Cool. Scare. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people, like, overthink everything with horror too much. And I feel like people always fucking sell out by doing, like, a scary movie but having the backup be, well, it's really supposed to be funny. I'm like, no, it should never be funny.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just fucking go for scaring me.
Yeah.
Actually, because it's very hard to do. And if a movie does it, I, like, respect the shit out of it. It's so hard to scare people. It's much easier to make people laugh.
I think that's why I never really got into Scream. Like, it's the same reason I never got into Blink 182. Like, mm-hmm. I like when people take themselves seriously a little bit.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And Scream is like the Blink 182 of horror movies. They're trying to be all cute and shit, but no, we're also horror. No, not really.
No.
Like, I get that people die, but...
Once like a bloody corpse turns up, you're like, yeah, they're doing the thing they talked about movies doing.
Yeah.
And you're like, so what impact does it have?
Yeah.
You can please feel free to shit all over
Jess,
me.
Jess, what do you got? Defend Scream. What's your problem?
Well, I mean, it came out when I was really, really little, so it absolutely terrified me when I was little. And
yeah,
now,
that's why you shouldn't have been seeing it at that time.
No, I had no business watching that movie as a child. Absolutely no business. But I loved it, and I still love it to this day. It doesn't scare me anymore. Now I think it's hilarious. Like,
really?
And I watch it to think it's hilarious. Like, that's what I do it for. So
okay, well,
that makes sense.
Because it doesn't take itself seriously. It is funny. Like, it is funny.
So you like it as a comedy.
Now I do, yeah.
Yeah.
As an adult, I like it as a comedy.
Yeah, I've never really watched it with thinking, oh, this is a straight comedy. Maybe if I watched that one.
Yeah.
But as a as a horror movie, doesn't do it. I don't like it. Good pick.
I don't like it.
Whitney.
Alright, my
last pick.
Last one. I don't know if this one has aged as well in terms of respectability, but Blair Witch Project.
You motherfucker.
Yeah.
Now that's one I will fight for.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Blair Witch is one of the most underrated movies. But go on, let's hear your shit.
It is also a boring movie filled with people that are dumb. And I understand it's a horror movie, but from the beginning, it's just people overacting. And there's the friend who's just mad about everything, and he's the one. And that's, from the beginning, makes it insufferable. The guy is awful.
Yeah.
And it's an hour of them lost in the woods. All right. It's footage of people in the woods. And then at the end, they die, and that's good.
Yeah.
Again, like Titanic, if you would have had the end, and it made it a 20-minute movie, it would have been pretty good. That would have been a pretty good movie. And then maybe like the DVD outtakes is the stuff in the woods. But it was just a boring, annoying movie.
I thought it was... Yeah, it's one of those movies that I remember watching it, and I know this is a pretentious thing to say, but I remember coming out of it and then hearing, like, it really split people. And I remember thinking, like, some people need their horror spoon-fed to them, which is such a shitty thing to say. Like, it's a garbage thing of me to say. But I thought that movie did a really great job of making horror or scares out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that scene where they come out of their tent and there's just neatly formed rock piles.
Mm.
Like, watching that in the theater, I was like, what the fuck is this? What is happening?
You saw it, like, when it came out in the theater.
Yeah, I saw
it. That's also
I saw it 2 days in a row. I liked it so fucking much.
Wow. But that's the kind of part of the thing with that movie is it was such an of-its-time movie-going experience.
Absolutely.
But it kicked off, like, an entire, like, subset or subgenre of horror movies.
Right.
Like, it was pretty much the first... And I think it's still one of the best found footage movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people shit on that now, but, like, whatever. It's just another way to make movies. Like,
I like the genre as a whole. I think it's a great idea. And I think a lot of what made Blair Witch interesting was those... A lot of people saying, fuck, why didn't I think of this idea? This is a great way to shoot a movie for cheap. But I just, as a scary movie, it just...
One of the most brilliant things they did was having A&E do that, like, two-hour documentary.
Exactly. And the marketing was phenomenal.
That was
the marketing next level.
A&E doing the documentary as if this is a real legend.
Right, right.
Was just... nuts.
But also kind of shitty on A&E's part.
well, they didn't do themselves any favors.
Yeah.
They did the movie all the favors and totally got rid of their own reputation in doing so.
Yeah.
You know?
And I thought the ending was really well done.
Yeah, like, the ending I liked.
Where you just, spoiler alert, motherfuckers, where you just see the kids standing in the corner and it's like a callback to a story they told like a third of the way into the movie. Mm. I thought that was really great.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Whitney.
Wow.
Fuck you.
I'm bringing the controversy.
Well, I think that was always a controversial movie, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A lot of people were always like, fuck this movie, nothing happens, blah, blah, blah. You know? And then some people were like, just hook, line, and sinker on the whole thing.
Right here we have that.
Yeah.
Right here we have
that
split. Right?
That's me and old Whitney here.
Yeah. Right. That's the Three Stooges versus not the Three Stooges.
Everything.
And anything but the Three Stooges.
All right. That's a good pick, though. It'll be... I'm interested to see how it goes. Dallas Guy Kessler says, I don't know, I liked VHS. Yes!
Yeah!
VHS
is
a great found footage
movie. Cloverfield, very fun.
Cloverfield's really good. Unfriended? You ever seen
Unfriended?
Unfriended.
I didn't see that.
That's a good one. Alright, let's get to my last pick.
Here it is.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to be controversial or not, but I hated Fight Club.
I'm gonna back you up on this.
I live in the building where part of it was filmed, and I still fucking hate it.
Jesus, really?
Yeah, I watch the scene where his apartment explodes.
Yes,
like that whole he walks into the lobby and the guy's like, "You can't go into the unit." That's the lobby of my fucking apartment building.
Right.
Watch it again, and you'll see it. Like you'll see it's like remodeled.
Yeah.
Since then, obviously, but yeah, it's the exact same place, and that didn't even tickle my fancy watching it the second time around. But I think it's a movie that relies heavily on the music, like any movie does,
But I think the music in that kind of covered up a lot of the flaws in that movie. And I'm just never a fan of the it was in his head kind of ending, which is pretty much what that was.
Yeah.
And it, I don't know, I just didn't think it was a good movie.
No, I was very, very excited for that movie because it was him coming off doing Seven, which is, I think, one of the best movies ever. You know what I mean? I love Seven. I can watch Seven all day long.
Yeah, Seven's fantastic.
And then I was like, okay, next movie, Fight Club. And I was like, at the end, I hated the ending.
Yeah.
And then I was also like, I think that a lot of this was just selling, like, that author's, like, vibes and moods. And stuff about, like teen angst. And,
yeah, it was like a manifesto for bored white dudes or something.
Yeah.
Like, fuck your problems.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We all have problems. Like, I didn't like the things you own eventually own you. It's like, shut up. Like, will you shut up?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there was, I feel like that's, it's the kind of movie that assholes relate to. Like, I feel like if you're really, really into Fight Club, you're probably kind of a dick.
No, agreed. I think that author's stuff is a lot like that, too. Like, the idea of, like, all the guys, like, joining this cult because they were promised that they'd be movie stars. It's like,
yeah.
Are you saying that you're going to blow stuff up if you're not a movie star? Like, if you had your
body? That was like, yeah, we were promised more. No, you weren't.
No, no, you weren't.
No one is. Fucking... Like, that movie makes me a Republican, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, I watched that, and I'm like, fuck you, work hard and pull yourself up from your bootstraps, you piece of shit.
Well, it's about being a brat.
Yeah,
it's about
yeah.
getting punched because you're a brat.
Oh, fuck Fight Club.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my last pick.
Yeah, I feel like that's a really good pick because that's a classic example of one that had, like, you know, internet hype.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? People were like, oh, dude, Fight Club, you know?
Yeah, because it was right near the beginning of the 2000s. Like, it just barely is in the 90s.
Yeah, it's not good.
No,
it's not good, and I don't ever need to see it again.
I disagree with both of you. I think it's an okay movie. I think it's a lot of fun. I think it has is like the first one of the first movies that had good digital editing, and so it was kind of an interesting movie to watch.
Yeah,
and as someone who was working a boring office job in the 90s, it was nice to see boring office people beating each other up. And I like that. That spoke to me. That spoke to, like, this is something that I can relate to.
Yeah.
And so it was for a lot of people that just are kind of like, man, it was a good outlet, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was a lot of what sold it.
Yeah,
was like
exactly.
Visceral.
And, yeah.
Enough.
Like, someday I could leave this bullshit and do something somewhat interesting. And, of course, no one does.
No, no.
No, no. It's. I mean, you might put up a poster.
You don't even get a... don't even get in a fight in a basement.
No, no, no. You might, like, look into jujitsu classes on the internet, and then you never follow up on it.
You might put up a poster. It's so sad.
That's it.
I'm just going to put up this poster to register my support for maybe one day.
Maybe one day doing something more than this dumb job that I hate. Yeah.
All right, so now it's time to cut some shit.
Ooh!
John Fahey, do you need to see the list? Or do you need
I do kind of need to see the list.
Can you see that, the list there?
Oh, yes, I can.
Okay.
To cut.
And what is the... We're cutting... We want to have the top...
We want to have the most overrated.
So
most
overrated. Yeah, you're cutting what you don't agree with.
Okay, fair.
So... When I cut Blair Witch Project, it'll be because I don't think it's overrated.
Yeah, and that was actually going to be my first pick.
Even though
I'm not like that much of a proponent, but I do think it did something. It did really matter in its day, especially. I'm gonna kick off Austin Powers, man.
Okay.
I think it's funny.
All right, fair enough.
That makes sense.
I feel a certain honor that I was the first one.
Can you see the list from there? If not,
yeah, I can.
These movies.
All right. So my turn.
Yep.
We're going to Fight Club. I'm cutting that off.
Wow.
Well, I guess I know who I'm fighting in the basement. Oh, I didn't even put it on the list. What am I going to cut first? Blair Witch. I think Blair Witch.
Yeah.
I think I don't think the Blair Witch belongs on most overrated. I know I'll get some pushback on that, but it's fine.
As you should.
It's fine. All right, John Fahey.
I gotta save Clerks, dude.
Wow.
Gotta save Clerks.
All right.
All right. You.
I mean, it's a movie. It's a movie I will still watch today. Honestly,
really,
yeah.
See, I tried and I can't. I did. I mean, I watched it.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of movies I can say that I will repeat watch, and yeah. That is one.
Whitney,
yeah.
Is cut.
I'm gonna take off Scream.
Scream.
Wow.
It's a solid. It's a solid movie.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess.
I respect your opinion.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Man, there's really not a lot left.
Still a lot of garbage looking up in there.
Holy shit.
That's the tough thing about this is it's very new agree what is shit.
I'm gonna save Independence Day.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. So Jess, what are you gonna save? I wonder what it'll be.
I don't know. A lot of the commenters were telling me that I should save Hook, and I don't think they understood how this worked when they were saying that. And then they said save Scream, and I was like, I still don't think you get it. But
I don't know if I get it. What is she bringing back? One of the eliminated?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's she'll be...
So you have to decide which one of those...
Which of the movies that we cut do you think is actually good?
So, yeah. Or which do you think is the most overrated?
Which one do I think is actually crap?
What? Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
I'm Austin good. Powers, Fight Club, Blair Witch Project, Clerks, Scream, Independence Day. This is...
I'm inclined to say Fight Club. Yeah. I think that's where I'm going with that.
Nice.
Saving Fight Club?
Yeah.
Very nice.
All right.
Very, very nice.
So I am going to make the poll.
That is the most wise pick.
If you want to talk amongst yourselves, I was supposed to do this while we were...
It got too heated.
But it did,
it
got
too heated.
There was some real opinions shared today.
Yes.
We should have a overrated 90s film festival.
We should. Yeah, that would be fun.
Well, so just a couple of things that I was like, I was just like, when I was going over, like, how much fucking garbage?
Right.
Like, Backdraft? Remember Backdraft?
Oh, yeah.
It was fire porn.
Right.
And just like fucking a shitty story that you didn't care and. And it was like, I mean, anything when Billy Baldwin was raging. I mean, like Sliver.
There was a
hot time of Billy Baldwin, dude. There was a lot of bad fucking movies.
We'll look back on with shame on that time period of our.
Yeah, and like
I was also thinking, Basic Instinct.
Yes,
I got close to putting Basic Instinct.
Striptease.
Yeah, Basic
Showgirls.
Instinct was super overrated.
Because that was the biggest deal on the world in the world too, and then it was also just a kind of a
garbage,
really shitty,
ridiculous. Yeah, there's like so many different avenues of crap, and I wanted to try to have a movie that I just like would pull from kids' movies and like horror and comedy. You know, I was trying to get like the most overrated of a bunch of different genres.
Right.
You know, but man, there's just there's so much. I mean, like, just action garbage in the 90s. You know,
right.
a lot of like, the bad Michael Bay and, you know, Bruckenheimer shit.
Yeah, if we had just done, like, worst movies, they would have been...
Yeah.
Infinite.
Well, then that's the thing, too, is that, like, worst versus overhyped. You know what I mean?
Because,
like, do you consider Waterworld to be bad and overhyped? Or a lot of people think it's actually underrated.
Really? I have never seen Waterworld.
Yeah, well, it was like...
I've never seen that either.
That was, like, the first movie where I remember, like, they told you not to see it, like, before it came out, pretty much.
Yeah.
They were,
like with the critics, they wouldn't let them see it?
Well, like they were just saying, like, this thing's a bomb, it's going to be the biggest bomb ever, it costs so much money to make, and it's just going to be...
And it was just Road Warrior in the water, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's been looking for water, or gas.
Yeah, and then it was Costner, right?
Yeah.
And then he did The Postman right after that, which is like another post-apocalyptic thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's weird.
It was very weird.
Because he was also hot. He and Billy Bush.
Yeah.
No, Billy Baldwin.
You know what?
Had done a thing
do you know what I really wanted to put on this list that I didn't was Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Oh.
That fucking movie. That's another movie that's like an excuse for a soundtrack. And it was huge in its day.
It was Bryan Adams. Bryan Adams' big hit.
Yeah, but nobody gives a fuck about that movie ever since.
That's true. That's
nobody cares.
All right, the poll is up.
Very exciting.
People are voting. Oh, I forgot. People can't use their phones now, so you can't even go in and vote. Well, then I won't vote either.
I think that's
fair.
I won't vote.
I appreciate that.
Or actually, give me one of your picks you want me to vote for.
Me?
Yeah. Because I can vote multiple times.
For most overrated, I will vote for Jurassic Park.
All right.
my pick, Jurassic Park.
Whitney, what do you want to vote for?
I would like to vote for Good Will Hunting.
All right. And I voted for Fight Club.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the poll is up. People can vote now. We'll leave it up for a little bit so we can...
I have to say,
some interaction.
I do think I would have picked Fight Club if you had it first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, man, it's just like... I think mainly because of what Adam was saying, where it was like, I think a lot of the subject matter from that writer specifically emboldens douches.
Well, I was about to say, is this one of those things where you hate the people that like Fight Club so much that it's almost seeped into your reaction to the movie?
Maybe.
Because I do that sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
This dick over here likes this, so obviously the thing they like is terrible.
Right.
This person is terrible.
Yes. And that's the thing, is that I don't feel that way about other things. Like, this is an argument I have with my friends all the time, is I love The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
And my friends would be like, no, man, that movie's the worst. And I'll be like, why? And I'll be like, because all these fucking, like, college douches don't get that it's satirical. And
I'm like,
not the fault of the art.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
That's the fault of the dumb person that watches it and doesn't get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Was there anything that you wanted to put on your list that you found out was... like from the early 2000s, so you couldn't make, because for me that was American Psycho, which apparently came out in the year 2000. And
I really like that movie.
Boy, would I have loved to shit on that movie 35 or 40 minutes.
I also really like that movie.
Yeah, I really like that movie.
I think it's mediocre.
Yeah, I thought it was average.
Well, I think it's another one
at best.
I think it changes where when I first saw it, I was kind of like, ugh. And then when I kept watching it, it became funnier and funnier.
Yeah, that's another one of those. I watch it to laugh.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it becomes very funny.
Yeah, I suppose.
Later.
I don't know. They didn't sell it that way.
Because
I'm old. I remember when it came out. And
yeah.
I remember, like, the marketing for it. And I was like, oh, this is going to be dope. And
yeah.
then I watched it, and I'm like, this is garbage.
Yeah.
Another, it's all in his head. Fuck it.
Yeah.
How many times... with that ending.
Right, yeah.
Does that help?
Was there anything else that you thought of like that? I mean, like, do you hate, like, Donnie Darko and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah, Donnie Darko.
See how I pulled that out of the ether?
Wow. Because it's a bad movie.
Yeah, well, now I'm just figuring you out. He doesn't like American Psycho, but he's not a fan of Darko.
What about Punch Drunk Love? That's in that same sort of category.
You know that I've never seen.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
it's
I've heard good things
it's
about
very,
it.
Very, very good.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I haven't even seen the fucking Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
Weird, right?
It's
yeah.
I've heard it's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Solid Sandler flick.
Yeah. So we'll leave this up for another 90 seconds. Let's see what the...
Who's tearing it up right now?
Yeah. Right now, number five, The Crow... Thank you, America.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Number four, Hook.
Nice.
Number three, Titanic.
Oh.
Number two, Fight Club.
Wow.
Number one, Dumb and Dumber.
Wow. No!
Wow.
That's
because it's a bad movie.
That's very surprising.
It's a really
wow.
bad movie. Oh.
Damn.
So we'll leave this up for another 90 seconds or so, and then we'll come back and check, and then we'll be done. Hey, do you guys have anything to plug before we announce the final results?
Because
we always like announce the results and then we plug shit and let's force people to listen.
I'm doing a show at a frat in Long Beach. The 18th. Who knows what that'll be like?
Oh, well, not to make a big deal out of it, but I have a show in Long Beach on the 18th also.
You do?
So if you could just like...
lead the frat to you.
Like, not do that show. Because I don't want the competition. No, yeah, I'm doing the live Mean Boys podcast on April 18th.
Oh, that's super fun.
At Harbell's in Long Beach.
That's great. I went to one of those. It was very fun. I went to one of the improv space, and it was great.
And also the Mint on Card, April 14th, and Darkest Hour on April 14th. If you listen to the podcast, you know all the details on those shows.
Yes.
Whitney, you guys
follow me, Whitney S. Melton, on Twitter and Instagram. And friend me on Facebook. I will accept all friend requests.
Whitney accepts you.
I will take you into my arms.
All right. Here we go with the final picks. Number five. Wait, let me refresh one more time. All right. Number five. Still The Crow. Number four. Hook. Chet Wild. Number three. Fight Club. Number two. Titanic.
Wow.
And the most overrated movie of the 90s, Dumb and Dumber.
Wow. That's crazy.
I'm so into that.
How are those numbers? I mean, like, are they... Is it even close?
It was close between the top three. Dumb and Dumber, Titanic, and Fight Club. And then beyond that, it was Jurassic Park got the fewest votes.
Wow, man.
Yeah. Jurassic Park, Dick Tracy, Goodwill Hunting, Eyes Wide Shut, and Army of Darkness.
Hmm.
Motherfuckers like Eyes Wide Shut that much? I feel like people just didn't see it.
I think that's it, yeah. It's just respect for Cooper.
Go see it, and then you'll hate it, yeah.
Right.
I can't recommend a movie more that I want you to not like.
Yeah,
makes no
sense. Wow.
Well, this was a lot of fun.
This is super fun.
Very good.
So much. Thank you all for doing it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank everyone for watching.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Everyone, thanks.
Thank them. Let's get the fuck out of here. Jess, say
goodbye. Thank you, Jess.
Bye.
John Fahey, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Whitney Melton, say goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.